Welcome back to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Simon English. He works for the Evening Standard. Simon, let's talk about bonds, government bonds, okay? They're meant to be a safe haven. They're meant to pay a dividends, which they haven't been paying a coupon in so many of these issues. The headlines suggest a crash, a correction, an end of a bull market, and we're all blaming Mr. Trump. I think a trillion sell-off was the headlines last week. What's your take on that?
Well, all of those stories are sound, and a lot of the analyst reports too make it appear that this is somehow bad news. It's not. It's a result. So what you've seen is the price of bonds fall, so what, and yields go up. So for all of the investors who hold those things and are looking for a rate of return, there's some signs finally that they are going to get one. Money is moving out of those bonds into equities and into other riskier assets. It's a sign of confidence. It's a sign that people don't think the end of the world is just around the corner. As I say, it's a result.
So this is good news that money's coming out of the bond market and going into equities on the sort of Trump bump, if you like.
Yeah, and so there's an expectation that Trump will spend a lot of money, whether he's allowed to by his Congress or not is another issue, but there's an assumption that he will. That should lead to inflation going up. You'll have higher interest rates. And if interest rates were at a normal level, them going up would be problematic. There is near to nothing is makes no difference, yep. And have been for a long time. If they're going to start rising, surely that's a good thing.
Understood. Simon, thank you very much indeed.